Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
It's Quick Tip Friday, my friends. This is where I share a quick tip with you each and every week that's related to Facebook ads or online marketing or just general growing your business tips. And today's quick tip is about figuring out where to focus your efforts when optimizing your sales funnel. There can be a lot of moving parts to a funnel, right? So how do you know what to focus on first when trying to improve the results of your funnel? Let's jump into it.
What do you get when you combine simplified digital marketing, proven ROI strategies, and Metallica blasting from his headphones? You get Rick Mole ready, of course. So strap in, grab your bulletproof coffee, and get ready, because this is the art of paid traffic. Here's Rick.
All right, what's up, my friends? Welcome to another Quick Tip episode here on the Art of Paid Traffic podcast. Hope you're having an amazing day. Thanks so much for coming to hang out with me today for a few minutes here for this Quick Tip episode. I'm Rick Mulready, and I'm here to simplify online marketing for you so that you can scale and create consistent income and freedom in your business. Now, today's tip is about figuring out where to focus your efforts when optimizing your sales funnel, because sales funnel, they can have a lot of moving parts to them, right? So how do you know where to focus your efforts first when trying to improve the overall performance of your funnel? And this episode really came from based on a question that one of my FB ad manager students recently asked me about on one of our coaching calls. And he's got a book funnel going for a client. And this is a free plus shipping offer for the book. And then he's got different upsells after people pay for the shipping. So when I say free plus shipping, if you're not familiar with that, so they get the book for free, they just have to pay for the shipping. It's like $8 or $9, okay? And then once they pay for the shipping, then they're presented with a couple of different upsells, and that's really where the money is made, right? You're not making any money up since you're giving the book away for free. You're just having them pay for shipping, and you're having to ship it to them. It's a loss leader at that point. But the idea is you're making money up on the back end with the different offers after they pay for shipping. Now, my student here knew exactly what his KPI was for the cost per acquisition. He knew what he needed to keep his CPA under. Okay, so that was a good thing. So now everything he's doing in his funnel, he's trying to stay under that CPA and lower that CPA while also increasing the customer value. So increasing those conversions with those upsells and so forth. Now, he wasn't really sure where to focus his efforts to try to improve, because he was getting some good results, but he wasn't super happy with it. He wanted to, he had honed in on a particular audience. He also honed in on a particular ad that was working really well, but anytime he tried to scale it, it wasn't working, you know, and he was trying all different types of things. So he'd done a lot of different testing. So what we did was we started to break down his funnel, and we figured out that the front end of getting people into the funnel was working really well. So his Facebook ads were working quite well. They had like a click-through rate of like 6 to 9%. So that didn't seem to be the issue, because it was a very high click-through rate. And this was cold traffic, by the way. I believe these were lookalike audiences. And so he was getting people to click on the ad, but the conversion on the landing page where people bought the shipping for the book was really low. I think it was like point something. And then of those people who did purchase the or get the book and buy the pay for the shipping, the conversion rates on the upsells were really good. I think they were like 20% on the upsells. So how does all this info help us improve the funnel here? Well, by knowing the data throughout the funnel, it allows you to know where to hone your efforts. And in this case of my student here that he brought to the coaching call, we figured out that the front end was working. I mean, the front end getting people into the funnel was working pretty well. 6 to 9% click-through rate. There were a lot of people clicking on the ad, but they weren't converting necessarily on the landing page. So they weren't taking the offer on the free plus shipping. So they weren't paying for the shipping. Then the people who were paying for the shipping were doing, I mean, the conversion rates on the upsells that he was offering was like 20%. So that's really, really good on that. I'd say not really, really good, because you anywhere between, say, like 20 and 40%. If you're around like 30% on the upsell, you are doing pretty well. And they were kind of escalating upsells, meaning like there was an inexpensive, there was an upsell that was more than the shipping. And then there was another upsell that was more than that first upsell, and so on. And the conversion rates on those were really, really were really good, especially that first upsell. And so he was like, well, I'm not really sure where to focus my efforts now, because I am getting people into the funnel. They are converting, but I know this can do better. And so what we figured out was like, all right, your ads are doing really well. I mean, you're the 6 to 9% click-through rate on that. You're getting people to click on the ad. Now, it also does, so I recommended, all right, first focus on improving that conversion on the landing page. So he's at like a point something. How do we increase that conversion rate? And the first thing I asked him to look at was, what's the consistency between the ad that people are clicking on and the landing page? Is there consistency between the two? Consistency meaning like, you know, same type of copy, same type of images or whatever that is used in the image is also being used on the landing page. The other thing that he could look at also is it the right type of people? Like, is his targeting really honed in? Is it the right type of people who are clicking on that ad? Because the click-through rate is high, yes, but is it the right type of people that are clicking on it? Because if it's the right type of people and you have a high click-through rate, then you should definitely be getting a higher conversion rate if the landing page is consistent with the ad. Okay. And so what that's going to do is improving your conversion rate in the landing page is going to lower his cost per acquisition. It's going to lower his CPA. It's also going to get more people into the upsells, which in turn is going to increase his customer value. Because once he figures that out, once he hones in on, okay, my ads are doing well, then I've improved the conversion rate on the landing page. Now he can look at tweaking and improving results on the upsell pages as well. So this is how he's going to be increasing that customer value. So by doing all this, he's looking to lower his CPA while also getting more people into those upsells and increasing the customer value by improving the or getting more sales on the back end. So be thinking about your own funnel or funnels. Are you tracking all of your data? Do you know your numbers? Because guys, if you want to be doing this type of thing, if you want to be doing paid, we always talk about this on the podcast here, right? You've got to know your numbers, because if you don't know your numbers, you don't know where to hone in on your efforts. This is just like a, you know, it's similar to like, I love breaking down, say, for example, a webinar funnel. You've got to know your numbers from start all the way to finish, meaning your Facebook ad numbers, your conversion rate on the registration page, your email open rates, your click rates leading up to the webinar. Then it's like, okay, how many people do you have registered for the webinar? How many people are showing up? What's your conversion rate on the webinar? How long are people watching the webinar? Where do they drop off? And then, you know, your email follow-up and then your sales conversion. So it's a pretty elaborate funnel, right? But if you know your numbers, if you know the data from the sales funnel, you know exactly where you should be honing your efforts on making improvements. Maybe you're seeing a huge drop at like the 30-minute mark on your webinar. Okay, people aren't even seeing your offer there. And so what's going on at the 30-minute mark in your webinar that's driving people to drop off the webinar? Okay, but you can't make these decisions. You don't know what to do if you don't know your numbers. So again, be thinking about your own funnel or funnels. Know your numbers. And then now that you know the types of things to be looking at as you break down your funnel, where should you be focusing your efforts to improve the results of your funnels? All right. Hope today's quick tip was helpful for you. As always, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Really appreciate you. And I'll see you right back here for episode number 210. We're going to be joined by Bedros Koulian, who's selling $30,000 fitness franchises with paid traffic. That's right. It's a killer interview, and I'm super pumped to bring it to you in the next episode. I'll see you then.
Don't worry. There's more of Art of Paid Traffic coming soon. If you can't wait for more incredible digital marketing strategies, head over to rickmulready.com. We'll see you next time.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.